From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. And here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Hello. Now, I am someone who will eat anything. I mean anything. But my husband is a picky eater, which is very hard on me because, of course, that means he will be the first to go down in the apocalypse. Because, you know, he doesn't like squishy textures like raw tomatoes. And you know what everything tastes like in the apocalypse? Raw tomatoes. I'm pretty sure that's how everything tastes. Only adventurous palates, I think, will make it in the end of days. You have to make that gentle transition from farm to table to sewer to mouth. Mmm, delicious. Which brings me to our VIP. This is a woman who will eat anything because it's her job. You know her from the Bravo food competition series Top Chef. Our VIP is Gail Simmons. And say hello to a man who we are always craving, our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Coulton.
Hello.
So our first game is called It's All Swedish to Me. And our first two contestants are Sarah Schulman and Barbara Kay. So here's my question to you. It may seem strange, but here you go. If you had a spirit Muppet, which is like a spirit animal but fuzzier, who would be your spirit Muppet? Sarah?
I would have to say Gonzo.
Gonzo. Oh, yeah. Gonzo's fun. But why do you pick Gonzo?
Because he's a little strange. He's a little funny looking. He's a little awkward, but he's got a really good heart.
Oh, and that's who you relate to?
Yes.
Okay. Barbara, what Muppet character are you?
I think it's a hard decision.
Okay.
I think I would have to go with Kermit.
Okay, Kermit, you went for the star.
I did.
Uh-huh. And who is it between that and who else?
Well, I like Beaker, too.
Beaker. Yeah. See, that hands down is the best character on the Muppets. Totally confused, frantic, going slowly insane, and can only say one word. Awesome. So here's why I asked that. We all love Top Chef, but we thought we'd start with a game honoring the best cook in television broadcast history, who is, of course, the Swedish chef from The Muppets. So here's how it works. We'll ask questions and you'll respond as the Swedish chef would. Repeating everything three times in his accent, which I believe is a rural northern Swedish accent, to be exact. And all of your answers are going to rhyme with bork, bork, bork.
Your dignity just left.
It was already gone.
Yeah. Okay. The winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show, and we will disqualify you if it's the wrong Swedish accent. So please do the northern rural one.
What utensil is also known as a foon? Sarah.
Spork, spork, spork.
I felt like the Swedish chef was hiding in that, but I liked it. A spork.
Hershey's manufactures what brand name of peppermint patty? Barbara.
York, York, York.
That's right. And that's a killer accent right there.
It was pretty amazing. You've done some voiceover in the past? A little bit, yeah.
This physics term refers to a rotational force around an axis. Barbara.
Torque, torque, torque.
That's right. That's right.
If you want to see the Blarney Stone, what county in Ireland should you travel to? Barbara.
Cork, cork, cork.
Yes.
In The Lord of the Rings, what kind of evil creatures serve as foot soldiers for villains like Saruman? Sarah.
Orc, orc, orc.
That's right.
is your last question. This subatomic particle comes in different varieties that physicists call flavors, including top, bottom, charm, and strange. Sarah.
Quark, quark, quark.
Yes, indeed. Quark, quark, quark. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung, and find out how our contestants did.
We have a tie.
All right.
Oh my.
Hands on your buzzers. In many cultures, these birds represent fertility and are even said to deliver babies. Barbara.
Stork, stork, stork.
That's right. Congratulations, you're moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.